The long-running battle against inflation is coming to a turning point today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to start cutting interest rates, which is good news for anybody who's trying to borrow money to buy a car or grow a business.
NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now to discuss. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. So why is the Fed making this move now?
It's moving because inflation has come down a lot. Annual inflation last month was just 2.5%. That's a big improvement from a couple of years ago when it was north of 9%. And at the same time, we are starting to see some weakness in the job market. So Fed policymakers feel like it's time to start letting up on the brakes. One big question in today's meeting is how quickly they're going to move. Some people think the Fed is getting a late start on rate cuts and needs to act aggressively to catch up. Fed Governor Chris Waller is not in that camp. He thinks the central bank was right to proceed with caution.
I believe our patience over the last 18 months has served us well. But the current batch of data no longer requires patience. It requires action.
So we're going to get some action today. We're not sure how much. And it's important to stress today's rate cut is just the first step. We're likely to see interest rates fall further in the months to come.
So you say there's uncertainty about the size of today's rate cut. What are the options?
A normal rate cut would be a quarter percentage point. But some are arguing for a more aggressive half point reduction. The Fed acted aggressively to raise interest rates when it was focused on fighting inflation, and some want the central bank to be equally aggressive about cutting interest rates now that the focus is shifting to protecting the job market. Waller says he is open to that argument, but he didn't make any commitments when he spoke at Notre Dame a couple weeks ago.
I am open-minded about the size and pace of cuts. If the data supports cuts at consecutive meetings, then I believe it will be appropriate to do so. If the data suggests the need for larger cuts, then I will support that as well.
Fed policymakers like to say they are data-driven, but their challenge is so far the data has been kind of inconclusive. You know, the latest jobs number was kind of weak, but not so weak you'd say you've got to go with a bigger rate cut. The most recent inflation data showed price hikes remain a little stubborn, but not so bad that you definitely want to stick with a smaller rate cut. So that's why today's decision is still sort of up in the air.
So does cutting interest rates mean the inflation battle is over?
I wouldn't go that far. I think policymakers do feel confident that they've made a lot of progress and the prices are not going to go spiraling out of control again, but they're still going to be on alert. You know, inflation is still above the Fed's target of 2%. And even once it's back to 2%, that doesn't mean that prices are going back to where they were before the pandemic. And, of course, a lot of people remain frustrated by the cumulative price hikes of the last several years. Waller says he gets that.
I don't dismiss any of the pain and suffering people have from this. I go to the grocery store myself. I'll look at certain products and say, hell no, I am not buying that.
The good news is wages aren't going back to pre-pandemic levels either. Average wages have been climbing faster than prices for over a year now. And eventually that means people's buying power should catch up.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.